I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. The advocacy group Migrant Justice is now calling for the release of one of its own. The group says migrant activist Victor Diaz was detained by plainclothes immigration agents in Stowe at a Mexican cultural event. VPR's Taylor Dobbs has more.
Not one 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 more.
A group of migrant justice activists crammed into the lobby of Senator Leahy's Burlington office Friday morning and met with Leahy's state director, John Tracy. Abel Luna told Tracy why they were there.
Victor Diaz, a leader with migrant justice, a leader in human rights in the state of Vermont, was arrested by two ICE agents in Stowe, Vermont, while he attended a restaurant which was hosting a Mexican cultural event. He was apprehended by two agents wearing plain clothes without a uniform, and they asked his name and arrested him.
Tracy thanked the group for coming and told them that Leahy's office is already on it.
One of our staff members in D.C. is on the phone with Victor's attorney at this point in time. We just found out about this morning. We've got the news article. You know, Senator Leahy, like the administration, strongly feels that our scarce resources should be focused on criminals, not on people who are abiding the law, raising families.
He mentioned Leahy's years-long efforts to move immigration reform through Congress, efforts that have been blocked by House Republicans. In the meantime, arrests and deportations have continued.
I wish it were rare.
Brendan O'Neill is the lead organizer of Migrant Justice.
But this is everyday life in Franklin County and on the border in Northeast Kingdom.
He says the threat of detentions and deportations weighs heavy on Vermont's migrant workers, especially a few years ago when Migrant Justice first got its start.
We came across workers who had literally not left a farm for 2 or 3 years, not gone to a healthcare appointment or gone even to buy their own food for this very reason.
O'Neill said a state law that makes it possible for undocumented workers to get a driver's license helped rural workers move around more easily. Outside Leahy's office, Abel Luna said it's important for the whole community to rally behind Diaz and to raise awareness of the deportations.
I guess it's very important that we're together as a community because this continues to happen. Families and workers continue to, you know, it's a broken system, and we need to make sure that, you know, we stand together and bring our message to Senator Leahy to make sure that he knows that people are standing behind this. He knows that Victor has friends and people that are behind him and our movement is behind him.
Diaz told friends Friday morning that he's being moved to New Hampshire to await a court hearing. Tracy said Leahy's office is trying to get a privacy release to Diaz that will authorize authorities to share details with Leahy so the senator's office can try to resolve the case. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.